This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to the Session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, I told you that these segments, we pull these segments out, what I believe to be some of the best of the best of the best that we've done, and then most of them in the last year. We're looking at some of the topics of the year that were great. You know, we have had so much discussion around the Pope and the Pope talking about global warming, global cooling. He's just been a tad off at times, as far as I'm concerned. I know what he's trying to do. I know where he comes from. I think his message is a little off. But other than that, let's talk about it. So later on in this hour, we're going to talk about Scripture and science. For those of you who think that Christians are whacked because we don't believe in science, no. What we don't believe is that science created God. We believe that God created science. And what I mean by that is H2O doesn't equal water because H2O equals water. H2O equals water because God decided that two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen equals water. That's what happened. That's how it happens. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Happy almost New Year. Please don't be stupid. Yeah, no, seriously. I know you got to go party. Everybody else does that time of year. Blah, 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 blah. But really, 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 seriously, don't get stupid. I want you back here with us. I want you back with us in the new year. And I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me. Okay, so, you know, in coming in everything that's been going on, how we're closing up the year and what have you, we look at what Putin, I love Putin's response today, by the way. Maybe nobody else did, but I loved it. So basically, with everything that's going on and what have you, right, all these sanctions they've been putting Russia, we're getting rid of 35 of their operatives, we're closing down two of their compounds. And what does Putin do? Okay, whatever. Isn't that perfect? Like, you haven't riled me. You've done nothing to me. You've done nothing to irritate me. And this is just, you guys all know it's a political move. You're smart enough to know that. You know, you have, he's had years. And it was really funny because in one of the conferences, as they were talking about how long this has been going on, the first comment was that it's only been going on for a couple of months, and then somebody came back with, no, you know, it's actually been going on for a couple of years. Well, if it's been going on for a couple of years, why jump on it now? Why all of a sudden now is it a problem? We've been told they knew that it was going on during the election. Why jump on it now? Why not pick up the phone and say, look, Russia, if you don't stop the Putin, if you don't knock this crap off, I'm going to expel everybody within 24 hours. I'm going to throw everybody out of this country. Get away from our elections, knock it off. If we knew. But we didn't know. And we're still not sure. And we still have no proof. And of all the security agencies there are, 17 of them have said, hey, there isn't enough here to move on. Apparently there's enough to move on sanctions all of a sudden. We had all kinds of stuff on them over the last few years. And now we have enough to move on? Come on, guys. This is so disingenuous. Even if you are a Democrat, you might be saying, yeah, we need to do something on the Russians. Okay, yeah, maybe we did. I'm not saying they don't deserve to have sanctions or what have you. But what I would say is, why now? Does anybody else have a problem with the timing of this? Why now? It makes no sense to me. I'm not the smartest guy in the room either, but it still makes no sense to me. If you're going to do something, if you're going to play the diplomatic game, if you're going to have some fun with this, the time to have done this would have been while it was happening. And call it out and be in their face on a regular basis. So, I don't know. This is all political. I also love how everybody's trying to take credit for the stock market being part of Obama. Now, look, it may not be directly attributed to anything that Trump actually did, but go back and look at your numbers. Please do your homework. Don't just believe me. Go back and look at your numbers. When was the last time we had this kind of uptick in the stock market? When was the last time we had this kind of uptick in the stock market after an election? That should have been the question. Right? You ready for this? Are you guys sitting down? Not since 1952 have we had this kind of uptick in the stock market after a presidential election. I mean, coming off the economy that we're coming off of, when you're coming off of all the issues that we've had, this is exceptional, whether you believe it or not. Look, when you look at your economic numbers, when you look at cycles, the stock market should reset between every 7 to 8 years. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You get a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now listen, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things going on up there on the website. Smarter people, try it in English this time. Smarter people than I are up and active in the chat room, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Hey, look, if I bore you to death for whatever reason, I don't know how at this point, but if I bore you to death for any reason, you can always head up to the website. We've got people there have great conversation, usually with what we're talking about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Now, you've heard me speak plenty of times about the age of the earth, about the fact that some people out there think that Christians are morons because we don't believe in science And I've always said, and I'll say it again and again and again and again and again, it's not that any Christian with two brain cells to rub together, it's not that we don't believe in science. We just don't believe that science created God. We believe that God created science. It's really simple. You guys just got it spun around the wrong way. But really what I have is I've got Dr. Troy Lawrence on the line with me, and Dr. Troy is a young earth creationist whose ministry and purpose is to reach others through teaching and sharing this incredible story. Now, Dr. Troy also has a book called The Origin of Matter, Space, and Time, Matter, Space, Time, and Life. Dr. Troy, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me on the show, Joe. I appreciate it.
I always have a lot of fun with this because I don't know if you heard the opening lines there, that people consistently think that just because we're Christians, just because we believe in a God, that means that there's no way we can believe in science. I mean, did I hit that right or am I off on that?
You hit the nail on the head. The Bible never calls for anyone to rely on feelings or emotions. As a matter of fact, it directly requires us to use sound judgment, to use logic. Paul reasoned the gospel, and God in Isaiah says, "Let us reason together." And Jesus, God in the flesh, said, "Ask, seek, knock." So repeatedly, the Bible is calling us to use our minds to think. So it's not the Bible versus science. That is incongruous. What it is science and the Bible versus the opinions of evolutionary scientists.
Yeah, I so much wish that we could get this message out. You know, the believers has got to figure this out, but even the non-believers have to figure out that we are not, I hate the term blind faith, right? The reason I believe in science, the reason that I believe the way science lays things out is because God has created that to help us understand. How is it that I'm going to screw this up because I do every time. You know, science didn't make, H2O becomes water? And I do that backwards again, right? H2O, okay. God created that. Science just called those things out so we can understand it. Put it in a way that we can work it through our meany little brains and work it through and make it happen. So let's go to the origin or the time frame of the Earth. How old is the Earth, and how did you come up with that conclusion?
Oh, okay. So there's so many ways to look at this. Garnish the age of the Earth by looking at the light, the distant stars. We can determine the age of the Earth by looking at the layers of the crust. We can look at the age of the Earth by the layers in the ice in the polar ice regions, the fossils in different strata. So it's whatever lens you look through, that's what's going to determine your conclusion. Are you looking through the atheistic lens of uniformitarian, that there's no catastrophic global flood, that there is no creation model, or are you looking through the lens of Scripture? So when you look at the layers of the ice, if you're looking through the atheistic lens of logic, you'll say, oh, those layers in the ice are yearly rings. Well, then there's 135,000 years of ice that we can tell. Well, now hold on a minute. If you look at the there's a lost squadron from World War II that's buried down deep in the ice, and they're about at the 70,000-year mark. So there's another way to look at it. Those alleged yearly rings in the ice are actually more closer to just changes in temperature at which precipitation was deposited, such as, yes, cold and colder, but sleet versus snow versus hail versus a rain. In upstate New York, when they had those severe storms, you'll see layers of ice on the cars. And if you count those layers, if you're an atheist, you should come up with years. But a creationist would say, those are just temperature swings. Another one is an atheist would say, well, look at the coal mines. Those formed over 20 million years slowly. Well, you know what? Not so fast. Mr. Messina and I, we can go into a lab with a piece of wood, seal it in a vacuum with clay and a little bit of water, and bake it at 150 degrees Celsius. And in 8 months, we'll have coal. And Argonne Laboratories has produced coal in 2 months that is indistinguishable from all tests applied to it, to coal that's allegedly 20 million years old.
Wow.
It just keeps going. An atheist would say, or a theistic evolutionist, well, hold on, the petroleum oil, that at least took 50 million years to slowly form. Not so fast. We can go into distillation, distill chicken byproducts, ligaments, tendons, veins, adipose, and combine it with algae in high heat, and it'll distill to petroleum in 30 minutes' time. So these alleged time frames are based on preconceived notions, not science. Even carbon-14, we can dismantle it because it's based on a belief that the creature died with a full complement of radioactive carbon. Well, we know that water limits the amount of solar energy hitting the atmosphere and converting nitrogen diatoms to radioactive carbon-14. So if someone follows scripture and science, and we see on the second day of creation where God separated the waters from the waters, and in my book I explain through science how that happened by cavitation, which is what we see every time you open a brand new soda bottle. When air trapped in solution comes out of solution and bubbles, that's cavitation. Well, then you have water above the atmosphere, and that water would freeze in place because there's no longer the pressure of the universe. There's no longer the weight of the universe pressing it down to keep it liquefied for heat. So it froze spherically around the Earth, and that filtered and limited the amount of C14 production from solar energy. So when the creatures died prior to the flood, they died already with trace carbon-14, and they didn't go through half-lives of every 5,700 years getting half and half of radioactive carbon-14. So it's all the lens you look through determines your outcome.
Yeah, I've heard carbon dating has been, I won't say dismissed, but it has been discounted because they found many flaws in it. I've also read, again, I'm not the science guy in the room today, and I've also read many articles about scientists. They're not religious scientists, not scientists that necessarily believe in God, but they're starting to say now more and more that the way the universe is laid out, the way it's working itself out, points to a higher power of some kind of divine intervention. I'll let you answer that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Can God and science coexist or work together? We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Also, if you're in an area, hop on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, take a look, and find out if there's a station close to you. Now, I want to tell you that, like I've been saying, if you have to listen on your smartphone, find your local radio station. Let me know, okay, what it is, let me know if they want to accommodate the show. Let them know you want to hear the show. It's really that simple. And if they won't take your call, call me. I'll get through them. And we've done this several times over the last year where we've picked up a few stations because you call them, you let them know, you call me, I call them, and we get it worked out as a team. Anyway, we're talking about whether God and the science can coexist. Can they work together? And actually, at this point, who created who, right? You know what I'm saying? Dr. Troy Lawrence has joined me, and Dr. Troy Lawrence is a young earth creationist whose ministry and purpose is to reach others through teaching and sharing the incredible amount of evidence that supports the biblical account of creation. And I always appreciate the time that he's with me. He's the author of the new book called Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. Dr. Lawrence, thanks for joining me.
It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Yeah, and again, like I said, this is not a topic that's foreign to my listeners. We have dealt with this before or spoken about this before. One of the questions I want to ask you, we talked about it during the break, and it's coming up here. The transitional fossils. One of the arguments I have with my friends on when it comes to creationism versus evolution, versus how old the Earth is and how long it takes for things to happen. They say the Earth is billions and billions and billions of years old. Well, if that's true, and it's taken billions of years for us to grow from a tree, a plant, a twig, or whatever the heck we started from to where we're at today, shouldn't there be a bunch of transitional fossils lying around somewhere?
Well, that's a great question. So one thing that's really important for all listeners and Christians to understand is when you see a skull fossil, how do you handle it? And what's important to know, there's several things to know. You need to know the age at which that creature died. And they won't tell you this. They're only going to place these skulls in philosophical order to perpetuate the idea of going from smaller to larger. And so what, the reason it's important to know the age at which when that creature died is because the skull volume, the cranial volume increases from embryological development to young children to adolescence and then finally to adulthood. The skull is always increasing until reaching adulthood. And it's important to even know at which age of an adult. So it's not enough to just know, hey, this is an adult skull or this is an adolescent skull or a teenager skull. That's not even sufficient. You need to know, A, is it an adult? And then, B, at what age was that adult? And the reason for it is even though we have a cessation of vertical growth because of epiphyseal plates fusing, the facial bones never stop developing. So imagine the patriarchal skulls. They would have more protuberances of the eyebrows and jaw and whatnot. We can look today at a 20-year-old female skull versus the same person when she's 65, her skull, and you're going to see subtle changes in development of the facial bones. That's why it's so vital to know not only is it an adult fossil skull, but at what age was the adult, because all life lived much longer in prehistoric times. The other thing that's important is to know what gender is the skull. And they won't tell you the gender. They merely want to put the skulls in philosophical order. Why is it important to know the gender? Well, predominantly men are larger than women. So they're going to have larger muscles. Well, the muscles need origin insertion sites. And so that means larger protuberances where the muscles insert the tendons into the skull. So you can look at the primates, chimps, gorillas, orangutans, and you'll see larger protuberances, prominences on their skull than the female will have much smoother surfaces.
So Dr. Lawrence, for those of us who didn't make it to the sixth grade, what's a protuberance?
Growth in points where the tendon met the bone.
Okay.
They're little ridges, essentially, okay. Is what it looks like.
Perfect.
Yeah. And the other thing that's important is you look at all the entire fossil record. Everything was larger. Insects were larger. Four-legged creatures were larger. Everything. Botanical life was larger. Everything was larger, except for humans. We were the only ones incongruous to the entire fossil record. We were once the common ancestor that was smaller and then gradually evolved to something larger. That's not what we observe. Everything was larger back then. So you got to stick with science, the scientific method.
Yeah, it's when people start getting into this and, you know, when you talk to – now, what is your degree in? What is your background? Let people know.
Did undergrad studies in biology and graduate study. I'm a doctor of chiropractic. That was my vocation for 15 years. And I retired in 2012 to write this book. I was compelled by the Holy Spirit to do this. My patients independently came to me and said, Dr. Lawrence, you need to write these ideas down, because I would see my patients multiple visits and we would talk more than just health. We would talk creation and the global flood and independently, each one of them, atheist, theistic, evolutionists, didn't matter. They said, Dr. Lawrence, this is really amazing stuff. You should write this down. So I said, God, if you want me to write this down, then sell my clinic. Well, I put it up for sale, and less than a week later, a doctor said he would take it. No negotiation.
Wow.
So he came and saw the clinic. But in my humanity, I knew I didn't ask enough. But in my spiritual relationship with God, I said, okay, let's do this. And so it took me 2 years to write the book.
Wow. All right. So let's talk about the big one that nobody seems to be able to explain, which is what happened to the dinosaurs? Weren't they wiped out by some large crater that hit the Earth? You know, it overshadowed the sun and it just killed the whole planet.
Okay. So, yes, a large asteroid did hit the Earth. We utilized that to commence the global flood. But when you look at from a scriptural reference, God directly says that two of every kind went on the ark, and it directly says to keep them alive. So Noah wouldn't have to take the large Brontosaurus or Argentosaurus. He would just take younglings, and so logistically there's no problem there. But when you go fast forward to six generations after the global flood, you had come to Job, and in Job chapter 40 dinosaurs that God tells Job to look at. One is the behemoth, and its tail was this, like a cedar tree. This is not a cedar tree that we would recognize 10, 20 feet tall. This was a Mesopotamian cedar tree that's 100 feet tall. So that rules out hippopotamus, rules out elephant. But there, there's one thing we know. Reptiles, and this is what dinosaurs were, reptiles will grow as long as they're alive. So today our reptiles don't grow that, live that long, 20 years, 25 years, that sort of thing. So when you look at all the patriarchs, they all lived 900 plus years on average prior to the flood. And then the global flood occurred and environmental changes resulted. One, you had the formation of the oceans, which limits vegetation growth. Two, you had the formation of the polar ice caps. And three, the deserts, all of which limit vegetation growth. Therefore, vegetation produces oxygen. Oxygen concentration decreased in the atmosphere. We can discern this from amber bubble samples where oxygen is proven to be 31 to 35% higher in the past, and glacier core samples as well, the air bubbles trapped, prove oxygen was higher. Life thrives with oxygen. Arizona State University grew some insects in a hyperoxygen state, and they chose the concentration of 31% oxygen concentration, which is 50% higher today's value of only 21%, and all the insects were double in accelerated growth and larger. So that was one of the environmental conditions changed. The other one was the canopy rained down on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. So that changed a buoyancy force. The canopy above the atmosphere provided high atmospheric pressure. High atmospheric pressure, meteorologists will tell you that there's no cloud formations and high pressure. No clouds, no rain. No rain, no rainbow. It explains why there was no rainbow until after the flood, Genesis 9. So all of these things can be explained. Even the mist that rose and watered the entire earth in Genesis 2, 6, that's explained with high atmospheric pressure from the canopy pressurizing the atmosphere. You would still have evaporation, but the hydrological cycle skipped the clouds. It just went to...
Doctor, you got
to
hold that. You got to hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We're talking about whether God and science can coexist. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Back.
I believe you are, too.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just want to get right back to it because I don't want to waste any of his time. I've got Dr. Troy Lawrence on the line with me. He's the author of the book Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. And, basically... He's a young Earth creationist whose ministry and purpose is to reach others through teaching and sharing the incredible amount of evidence that supports the biblical account of creation. You know, the reason I kind of chuckled was people just don't see a correlation, don't see how you can tie God and science together, and they're missing it so big they're missing it. The reality is that you can easily tie them together. And Dr. Troy, thanks for being with me today.
Amen. Thank you. It's an honor to be on your show.
All right. So one of the questions actually that I saw and it was also asked was, how did men and women live to be so old in ancient times, in the early days?
Yes, this is a great question. The patriarchs are recorded to live 900 plus years on average before the flood. So there's no mention of oceans prior to the flood. The deep is mentioned after. And every celestial body has markings of water, as though it was once surrounded by water. And 50% of our planets in our solar system still have vestigial canopy that they once had, called rings. Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune still have remnant rings. So on the second day of creation, God separated the waters from the waters. The waters below became the seas, and the waters above the atmosphere formed a canopy. And this canopy filtered cosmic energy, though it allowed light to come through for photosynthesis and life to thrive. It prevented and shielded the harmful cosmic radiation from mutating DNA. So NASA has figured this out. On long space travel, the water for the astronauts, they're no longer going to have inside the hole for long space travel. They're going to have it surrounding the hole to protect the astronauts. And Dr. John Sanford is on the cutting edge of this. He's a geneticist. And he has discerned that each generation is becoming more entropic in their DNA. In other words, in their DNA are more and more mutations, which harm the function code of information for the DNA. So we learned that there's a protein enzyme called telomerase. And telomerase's job is to go around and repair mutated DNA. So geneticists that are not Christians, when they see someone who lives an unhealthy lifestyle that Christians would call a sinful, ungodly lifestyle, such as alcohol, drug abuse, insomnia from stress, worry, bursts of anger, those cause mutations in the DNA, and it shortens the quality and quantity of life. And that's exactly what's written in Exodus 20, verse 4. God says, I'm a jealous God. I want your love that's rightfully due me. I'll visit the iniquities of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. We today, modern medical science has caught up and discerned that fathers pass on their mutated DNA through the chromosomes to their children. And the children can start off with a more mutated state. But God's not done. There's a telomerase in there. So when people live godly, they can have their mutated DNA repaired, and it prolongs life. And that's what God wrote in the next verse. But giving, and this is a quote, but giving blessings to thousands who love me. So mankind has discovered that if we can produce a synthetic telomerase, mankind will once again live 1,000 years. These are from secular genesis.
All right. Again, what is telomerase again?
It's a protein enzyme that's at the tips of DNA caps to prevent fraying. It also repairs mutated DNA and so forth.
Okay. What caused the ice age that we hear so much about?
Well, the question is, what caused the ice age? But is there enough water on Earth today to have a global flood? And the answer is yes. If you smoothed out the Earth, there would be enough water to cover the entire surface of the Earth by 1.5 miles. Now, why did I start off by saying if you smoothed out the Earth? Do I think there was no mountains before the flood? No, there was mountains, but there wasn't the large, epic, tall mountains that we see today that existed prior to the flood. This is written in Psalm 104. It says, God rebuked the waters from the flood, and he caused the mountains to rise and the valleys to sink down. That's fast tectonic plate movements. And every mountaintop has fossilized marine life, indicating that they were covered with water. So what would a global catastrophic flood that was super hot in the beginning but had chunks of ice landing at the polar regions to freeze woolly mammoths in the upright position with tropical food still in their digestive tract, so that froze quickly. What would a global flood do to an Earth? And you would result in an ice age from an Earth covered in water. And what would happen in an ice age is the polar ice caps would grow tremendously down to the middle of the United States, the middle of Europe, and that would reduce the ocean level to approximately 200 feet below its current level. And you know what? That's exactly what we find. It's what's called the continental shelf. So people wondered, how did they get off the ark in Turkey and reach the island of Australia and the island of England? The answer is they walked or hopped or crawled because they were connected through the continental shelf. The ocean level was below the continental shelf. No problem.
You know, when you talk about earlier, we've hit on it a couple of times, more and more scientists seem to be either speaking out for questioning or just directly saying, look, the more we study this, the more some of us come in line with some kind, they can't say the word God, I guess they'd lose their license or something, but they talk more and more about some kind of intelligent design. Are you seeing that happening more and more in the scientific community?
Well, look, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood.
Right.
This is a spiritual battle. And even in 2 Timothy 4:3, God wrote, preach the word in season and out of season, for there will come a time when mankind will not endure sound doctrine. They will turn away from the truth and accumulate teachers to tickle their ears and their desires. And they will turn from the truth and turn towards a myth. One of those myths is the theory of macroevolution. And the billions of years. Today, there are scientists that were atheists that are coming over because of what they see. Case in point, Dr. John Sanford was a vigilant atheist, and he is a young Earth creationist now. He's a geneticist. And another one is Machio Kaku, a physicist who postulated one of the renowned theories of string theory and quantum mechanics. He says, by mathematics, he has no way but to say that there is a God, and that's what he believes. Amazing. And there's other scientists that have converted as well. Dr. Mary Schweitzer is I think she's a theistic evolutionist, but a Christian nonetheless. She found soft tissue in a Tyrannosaurus rex long bone. You can't have soft tissue, red blood cells, white blood cells, connective tissue, in a creature that allegedly died 65 million years ago. Soft tissue won't last that long outside the body or in the elements. Dr. Mark Armitage, a professor at Cal State University of Northridge, who lost his job for this information, he discovered in the horn of Triceratops connective tissue as well, soft tissue, osteocytes, bone tissue. You can't have that in a creature that allegedly died 65 million years ago. And there's been other archaeologists that have found footprints of humans on the same strata as dinosaurs that have been allegedly extinct for 65 million years ago.
Yeah, I know. And for the quote-unquote lay people, you know, we sit there and watch this stuff and watch scientists, for all intents and purposes, they're fighting and arguing with each other when we're told, you know, when it comes to science, it's exact. You know, ever-changing, but exact. You should be able to conduct that same experiment and come up with the same result if it's true, correct?
Well, correct. Science is truth. It's 100% truth.
Right.
But that's not always what's going on. When the empirical data is coming in, when the science says, here's the data, here's the empirical data that we found, that's science. Now then, the spin is the evolutionary scientist who comes in and puts their ideology onto the science. So science is actually wonderful. Science is an ally to God. Every Christian should run deep to science. Science means to know. And matter of fact, in Romans 10:17, it says faith is increased through knowledge, specifically knowledge of the scripture, but knowledge in general. And what that means is the more knowledge you have, the less faith it actually takes to accept what's written in the scripture. They work inversely proportional.
Right. Hey, Doctor, we are up against it. I'm sorry. I lost track of the clock because I was listening to you. Tell people where they can get your book quickly and where they can get more information on you.
My website is called creationministry.org. They can get my book there. They can donate to me. They can contact me and help me in whatever they need to do.
All right. That was great. I always appreciate these kind of conversations. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break.